This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. New this morning, a Houston Metro bus hit and killed a pedestrian just before 6 a.m. Metro officials say the bus was allegedly traveling on the North Freeway HOV lane heading south when it collided with the man who was walking in the HOV lane. Both emergency responders and Metro police responded to the scene. The investigation is ongoing. The incident forced delays in the area, and the entire HOV lane on the North Freeway where this occurred is shut down. Earlier this morning, the FAA ended flight reductions at 40 major airports as air travel slowly returns to normal. Our Tom Perumian has an update live. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. You're right. Those flight reductions now canceled. TSA and air traffic controllers are returning to duty at 40 airports and more all across the nation. And the FAA is once again opening the skies to regular operations by carriers. Now, the 42-day shutdown saw air traffic controllers and TSA workers working countless hours without pay. Many TSA officers were awarded bonus checks of $10,000 for their efforts to stay on the job. According to KHOU, airline leaders are expressing optimism that operations would rebound in time for the Thanksgiving travel period after the FAA lifted its order this morning. Matt?
All right, Tom. Houston's two airports were on that initial list of 40 that were ordered to reduce air traffic as a result of the shutdown. Mayor John Whitmire's administration is taking aim at scooters on the city streets. If approved by city council, the new regulations could create a citywide curfew. News 88.7's Rob Salinas reports.
Under the proposed ordinance, motorized scooters would be banned from 8 o'clock in the evening to 4 in the morning. According to city data, those are the hours in which emergency medical services saw a 78% increase in calls related to micromobility accidents. Edgar Gonzalez is the manager at E-Ride Scooter Rental. He thinks the curfew is a bad idea.
The reason why I think it's concerning is because, again, we are probably the only activity that you could do later at night, right? Instead of other than the bars that are open later at night.
The proposed curfew is a change for the city as an outright ban on scooters was debated earlier this year. The proposal makes an exemption for personal scooters used for commuting. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
The surprising flip of the Cypress Fairbanks ISD school board earlier this month is catching the attention of other school districts in Texas and even a former White House figure.
I was sort of stunned, and I said, I'm sorry, Madam Vice President?
That was Leslie Gilmars, one of three nonpartisan candidates newly elected to the Cy-Fair ISD school board after beating conservative incumbents. She says former Vice President Kamala Harris called to congratulate her and talk about how important local elections are. Hear more on the years-long ground game behind the sweep. That's coming up later on News 88.7 in-depth in about 40 minutes around 8:45. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.